Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I am so excited today. You may have noticed that this Facebook Live has an extra juicy title because the backstory on my guest today, it's juicy. I'm not gonna lie. It is so crazy cool. I am very, very pleased to bring to you guys none other than Yael Bendahan.
Bendahan, yes.
There we go. And she has seriously a really, really cool story. Now, Yael, can you share with us a little bit about who you are, how you got started in this crazy world of running your own business? Just let everyone kind of know who you are.
Okay, so I am, I live in Israel now. I'm originally from New York and my family moved here when I was 13. And when I came here, it was a pretty hard adjustment, culturally and language wise. And I basically ended up dropping out of high school after 11th grade, to go to a kind of boarding school in England for a year. So it was really, really difficult at the time. And, it definitely did a lot to mess with like my self-esteem, because I've always been a very good student in the States. And I was come to this place where I didn't really know what was going on, and it was really difficult. And so that year in England did a lot for me. It definitely gave me a lot more confidence in myself. And the best part was I actually met my future sister-in-law there. And that was actually how I met my husband, which worked out really well. And my husband and I got married when I was 18 and he was 19. He's from London, and we moved to London right after we got married. We had two kids. And we moved back here to Israel 7 years ago. So we've been married for 10 years. Like, our anniversary is literally coming up. It's December 25th, funnily enough. Yeah. So I was a stay-at-home mom. I'd always kind of, my mom had been a lawyer when I was younger, but she quit to stay home with us. And so I'd always kind of grown up with this kind of plan that I would stay home with my kids. And then we realized that about four kids in, I have four boys. And when my youngest was probably almost a year old, we realized that one income just wasn't really going to do it anymore. So I said, okay, I have no skill. Like, I don't even have a high school diploma. I didn't go to college. I was like, what can I possibly do? And so obviously I started researching online, and I found out that moms were doing blogging, and I was like, oh, that's great. I'll do blogging. Cause who doesn't want to do a blog? Everyone can do a blog. I'm a mom. I can do this. Mm-hmm. And about 3 or 4 months into this whole blogging journey, where I learned a lot of skills related to blogging, I realized that blogging is more of a long-term income strategy than an immediate one. But by that point, a blogging friend of mine recommended that I become a virtual assistant, because I already had the skills, so I can help other bloggers too. And so from there, I was trying to find out more about how to manage their social media better, and that's where I found you. And I joined SMU, and I very, very quickly realized that I didn't want to just be doing social media. I loved like the whole kind of kit and caboodle of digital marketing, and I joined Elite like pretty quickly. And I joined the Click almost, I guess, in February. So, almost a year, which is crazy. So that's where I am now. Yeah.
One of the things that is so refreshing about you, Yael, and if you do not know who she is, you need to know her. You have a hunger and a true desire for knowledge and education, and you're a lot like me. I see a lot of similarities in that if you don't know the answer to something, you're like, I'm gonna find it. And so one of the things that was so cool is when you first joined the Social Click, I was like, this girl asks. She's not scared to ask the questions that everyone else is thinking and not admitting. Like, you'll ask it. And it was so cool because I was like, I knew right away, she's gonna serve a lot of clients. She's gonna serve her clients well, because she's not scared to go and find education and become just continually better. Have you always been that way?
Oh my God. Well, yeah. I mean, I started reading when I was 4. My parents taught me to read when I was 4 because they didn't know that 4-year-olds weren't supposed to know how to read necessarily. So I've literally been devouring everything, like every bit of information since I was 4 years old. And I really do. Like, I love learning. Like, I always said, like, if I had to go get a degree, like if I did not have to worry about like income or money or anything, I would literally just go, let's just learn things. Like all day, but you know, but I actually implementing the stuff is so much fun too, and that's like the best part of it because what I love about what I learned from you and what I learned from you know in marketing is that you learn something and then you do it and you see results, which is just it's fantastic because you're so rewarded for the learning that you're doing, and that's such a great compliment. They said I remind you of me of you. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Hunger recognizes hunger. It's really, really cool.
Thank you.
So you, because first you joined SMU and you did go faster than most people. You were like, boom, 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 SMU elite, and then the social click. And before you joined the social click, you had like a couple of on and off clients, right? What did it look like before that time, before the world of like SMU and all of this crazy thing that we call, I don't know, our community?
Okay. So my first client, she was a blogger. I was making $300 a month. I felt very cool. I was like, well, check me out, making $300 a month. It was more than I'd ever made before because my husband had always been the breadwinner. And so I started with like those smaller kind of clients. I'm working, like a lot of them were hourly. I was selling, you know, out, you know, packages of hours per month. And so it was mostly a whole bunch of like smaller clients, like $500, $300, you know, like my biggest one was like $500. And I was like, wow, just, you know, $500. And the funny thing was, I was when I joined the clique, I think I was making about like maybe $2,000, $2,500 a month. And I don't know if you remember, but like when a couple of months after I joined the clique, I think I lost like 3 clients all in 1 month. It was crazy. Like, remember that? And I was totally freaked out. And I was like, can I even stay in the clique? Like, what should I do? And I was like, you know what? Leaving the clique is not going to help me make that money back faster. So the only thing I can do is put my head down, learn everything I can. And yes, I do ask all the questions. I am like totally out there, and everyone knows like when things are going well for me, when things are not going well for me. I will tell, and I'll ask, and I'll ask for help. And I was like, that's my only choice, because you know, I can't go backwards from here. I can only go forwards. And so I pushed through, and then I hit my first 5K month, which was a few months, probably, you know, 4 or 5 months later. And then basically I hit like an almost 10K month a couple of months ago, which was like really, really fun. And this January, my business is going to be at a 6-figure run rate, which is insane coming from $300 a month. So, yeah.
Honestly, like, can we get some love on this? Because can you guys believe that massive growth? One of the things that I want to share that's huge, and you know, I like to look at success and the breadcrumbs that it's leaving. And one of the things that you do that most people who become successful have in common is that even when opportunities are presented, they don't assume it's given. They're like, I'm going to go for it. I know I have to do the work. I have to watch the trainings. I have to implement things. You take massive ownership for yourself and for your work and for everything in your life, don't you?
I try. I try. I think that's like I think that the most important thing to realize is really, I mean, obviously, like I'm a religious person, and Allah is in God's hands. The opportunities that come to you are also in God's hands, but it's up to you to take them, right? Because He can give them to you, but if you don't grab them when you can, then you're wasting that gift He's giving you. And I mean, the fact that, I mean, I thank Him all the time that He led me like to SMU. I remember like one person just, I was looking for social media and one person mentioned it, and I was like, oh, I'll go check that out, you know? And then when I saw the clip, when I heard about the clip for the first time, I was like, I'm gonna be there. Like, that is it. Like, I'm gonna be there at some point. It was faster. It was faster than I thought, but I was like, I already determined a while before that like that was where I was going.
So cool. The other thing that's really awesome is that even though there have been points in the journey, we've all had these points where you're like, can I do this? Can I make this work? Can I deliver great results? Can I build a business? Like, I think there's a lot of times where we just in general feel like we're not qualified to go to the next place in our business. But one of the things that you've done is you didn't let things hold you back. Like some people might say, but I'm in, you know, I'm in Israel. I'm in a different time zone. That might be an excuse that comes up occasionally. Another excuse that I see a lot is, but I have 4 kids. I'm a busy mom, right? We're all busy. We're all totally busy. But you were like, I'm just going to do it. Like, I am not going to let that hold me back. Yes, it might have been hard to overcome. What was it that kept you pushing forward and continuing to build your business?
Really, it was my kids, because I remember when I was thinking back, when I first was thinking about, okay, how can I make money? I was doing the calculations, and I realized that my baby at the time, if I sent him to full-time daycare and I worked full-time at a minimum wage job, I would basically be breaking even. And I was like, okay, that is ridiculous, because being home with my children, especially with my babies, is so important to me. And I was like, well, I'm not leaving my baby just so I can break even. That's insane. And I was like, I've got to find something that I can do from home. And although it started, I definitely, my mindset has grown a lot, and, you know, realizing the possibilities have been like amazing. But even at the beginning, you know, when I was saying, I remember about a year and a half ago, I was saying to my mom, I can make $1,000 a month. And for me, that was enough. I was like, you know what, if I can have something that makes me $1,000 a month, then that means I don't have to leave my family and I can be there for them when they need me. Then that's what I'm going to do. And when I realized that obviously a lot more than $1,000 a month is possible, I was like, well, that's great. Because then, like, I mean, like you said one time, like, you can hire people to do things you don't like, which is great, like laundry or whatever, cleaning. And then you get to spend more quality time with your family. And I really, it was really not easy. I don't think I think I barely slept for like probably a year and a half. I watched trainings while I was folding laundry, while I was cooking, while I was like nursing my baby. Like, seriously, yep. Like when I had time, like, I would do it. I remember, I think many times, I think I probably stayed up. I did all-nighters probably like once a week for months. Mm-hmm. Maybe at least one a week, just because I just, there was so much to learn and there was so much to like absorb. And it's really just that I see my kids and I want them to, it's not even like about, like you said, it's not about like the Ferraris and traveling around the world. I don't need to travel around the world. You know, I just want to be comfortable. I want to not freak out when we have to buy a new appliance or get a new car or, you know, add on to our house or whatever that is. I just wanted our family to have that financial freedom that, like, that wasn't kind of pushing us down like that, that financial stress that, like, kind of grips you. It's very difficult. And I just wanted to overcome that and get away from that. So, yeah.
So cool. One thing that I've seen happen as you're blossoming and growing into, isn't it crazy? Like a legit business owner. Not that being a mom blogger isn't a legit business. It's completely legit.
Oh, totally.
But yeah. Becoming like a CEO of what is going to be a company. Like, that's a crazy mindset shift. But one of the things that I love is that you are obsessed with getting results. You are like, I'm going to figure this out. It's almost like your passion for your own life and success and proving to your kids that you can do it is transferred onto the work that you do for your clients. You don't stop. You don't make excuses. Can you share with us a little bit about kind of your approach to working with clients and what you're focusing on?
Sure. So I think it's a lot of my personality too, because even as a stay-at-home mom, I was like, whatever I did, I was going to do it all the way, right? So if I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, I was going to be like the best stay-at-home mom ever. And I was going to make all the fancy cakes and I was going to have the cleaning schedules and the meal planning and all that stuff. And that was what I did. And not to an extent, I still do it, you know, I mean, I make less cakes, but that like really does transfer to my work, because I'm like, you know, I want people to walk, you know, not to walk away, but like to come away feeling, okay, so she really, really, really cares about my business. And she really cares about getting me the results I want. And I will do anything. I will look for new strategies if things I'm doing are not working. I will try new copy or, you know, I've got an ad, like new targeting or new whatever, and like try to think outside the box as much as possible and ask whoever I can and try to find people who have worked with the same kind of things just to get better ideas. Like whatever I can do to like perfect what I'm doing is what I'll do, because that's who I am. And it can be difficult sometimes. Okay. It can really be difficult. And I think you know that too, right, Rachel? Like when you're like super ambitious and you expect a lot from yourself, and it can be hard, but it also pushes you to probably reach places that maybe people who are a little bit less ambitious or more laid back, which sometimes I wish I could be. My husband is a lot more laid back. He like calms me down. But I think that helps push me to like to better, if not definitely not perfection, because no one can ever be perfect, but to get better and better at whatever I'm doing. So
I have to say that passion goes through. I've been very fortunate in that I have been a client of Yael's, and I'm currently a client of Yael's. And everything that she produces, I step back and I'm like, wow, I can give her projects and know that they're going to be done with the excellence of not all my work, because not all my work is always excellent. When I'm sitting down with a clear mind, with lots of caffeine in me, tons of inspiration, when I'm in the best state of mind, that is the quality of the work that I get back every single time. And it's been amazing to have you as like a secret weapon and know that you're confident and you're strong and you're going to get things done and you're reliable and you're creative. And it's just been amazing working with you. So I have two questions for you. Number one, what advice do you have for anyone who's watching this and saying like, I resonate with that story. What do you recommend I do, Yael? Like, what would you say would be a great step for someone who wants to get started?
Okay, so obviously you have to figure out what you want to get started in. When I started off at the very, very beginning, I started in freelance writing because that's what I had experience with. And the only way to kind of know what you want to do is to try things. And so I've literally tried like everything. I've tried so many things. I think that the important thing to do is to, you know, take an educated look at what is out there, what people are doing, you know, join, you know, relevant groups for the field you're interested in and see what people are doing. And, you know, see what speaks to you and try it, you know, like that's all you can really do. And the second thing I want to say is that, to be honest, like there are always, you can always find an excuse not to do something. Like there are so many excuses available to everyone, right? Yeah. Because life is just life. It is full of things and roadblocks and like delays and all that kind of stuff that kind of holds you up and keeps you from like from going forward. And the only way to figure out how to do it is just push through it or go around it or jump over it. And I've had so many times where I just felt like, okay, like that's it. Like I can't anymore. I'm just too tired. You know, then I just go to sleep probably. But I probably am too tired because I never sleep. But I think that if you really, really want something and you have that really strong vision, I think you really need that strong vision. That's why I encourage people to set the biggest goals that they can imagine. And the amazing thing is that your goals are going to change because the further you go, you'll be able to imagine so much more, right? Because when I was imagining $1,000 a month, I could have never imagined that I'd be imagining $10,000 a month. And I've been discussing our, you know, annual revenue goals with friends, and like the numbers I'm saying sometimes just literally make me laugh because I was like, I cannot believe I'm saying numbers like this. Like numbers like this never even occurred to me a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And so I think that you have to set the biggest goals you can and then just keep changing them, making them bigger, because that vision that you have is what's going to keep you pushing forward and really working hard, because it is hard work. It's really hard work. Yeah, right? So
what would you say to someone who says, okay, this sounds great and I'm inspired. What do I take a step and join SMU? Like, what would you recommend to the person who's maybe on the fence about what the next step is?
Okay. First, can I just say something? So working with you on the project we've been working on together, and kind of speaking your voice to an extent, I think I told you this, but I just have to say this again publicly. The amount of care that you have for everyone in SMU is just, I've never seen someone who cares so deeply, like really, really from their heart, so much about the results that everyone is getting. And it's mind blowing. And like, and I know this because I speak to you all the time and I hear your stuff. And then even just putting myself in your place as I have to like be you and be your voice, you would not be able to believe how much Rachel cares about everybody in SMU. And I would, you know, and when I joined SMU, I really thought, I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll just join for a couple of months and I'll just watch all the videos and then I'll leave. Because for me, it was a very big investment. Like at that time, I was making $300 a month. So that was like, it was a sixth of what I was making. And I was like, okay, that's a lot of money. And I couldn't leave because the community was so inspiring and actually knowing that you have that community behind you, that means whenever you get stuck, okay, if you have an industry you're not familiar with, or some sort of content you're not familiar with, or a client, you know, a different kind of client or something that you don't know about, like, you can just go to the community and ask, okay? And not only will people, you know, will the actual people in the community answer you, but you're in there all the time too. And I would definitely say SMU is an amazing first step, because social media is not, it's a very good kind of like entry point into the world of digital marketing, because if you are on social media, then you can probably learn the strategy relatively quickly as far as getting results goes. And you can see it from your own stuff too. You know, you can see when you're posting on your own face, just your Facebook profile, like what gets results, what doesn't, things like that. And so I think that social media is an amazing, amazing entry point. And it's very, very doable, especially as a parent, especially as a mom. I still do not have any regular household help. Like, I have someone who helps me like once a week. My sister, she is very, very nice, and she comes and helps me once a week. And my husband still works as full time as he can, which means it's not like he's a stay at home dad. And yeah, I've still managed to grow my business to this level without any help at all, which it has not been easy. It's really hard, but it's still doable. And so I would definitely say join SMU. And then like I did, you can, once you're in SMU, if you're interested in ads, you can go further to Elite. And if you're even interested in going further than that, you can go into the Click. And in the Click, people are not only doing social media, they're doing all kinds of things in there. It's more about growing your business and growing your mindset and growing all that kind of stuff that helps you become a better business owner in whatever you're doing, right? So I would definitely say SMU is the best first step. And it's a $1 trial, guys. Like, seriously, like, it's $1. Like, just go in there and see if you like it. And if you don't like it, then leave. But just at least try it out, because, like, why not? I mean, it's not even a coffee. So, like, it's really a no-brainer.
It's not even a dollar. It's not even a candy bar anymore. I feel like candy bars are like $1.09.
I think they are. I don't even know. Here they're more expensive, because like the good candy bars are from the States, and like they're more expensive than that. But so I would say it's not even a candy bar in this country. So yeah, there we go.
Amazing. So if people are watching this and they're like, Yael, I want your passion in my business. Like, I want you to support me. I want to learn what you can do for my business, just like your clients that you work with, just like you've done with Rachel. Where can people learn more about you?
Okay, so you can go to my web page. It's really just a page, because I've been really busy with my clients, but it's my name, yaelbendahan.com, or you can find me at Facebook at the Yael Bendahan, T-H-E, my name, and then on Instagram too, or you can just message me on Facebook. I'm here, I'm around, and I would love to hear about how I can help your business or whatever advice I can give, because having gone from like literally never even dreaming I would ever have a job or make any money whatsoever to where I am now has been incredible. And whatever I can do to help other people realize they can do the same is like, I'd be happy to. So
I love it. Well, thank you so much, first and foremost, Yael, for coming and sharing your story, because I think it's going to inspire a lot of people. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us, whether you're watching live, whether you are on over on the podcast, whether you're watching the replay on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. And again, Yael is the one that you want to look up. And if you are interested in starting your business as a social media manager, go to www.smutrial.com. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.